Relax. It's gonna be okay, girl.
Communication.
Oh, yeah. With two.
With two.
No. You choose one or the other.
What?
We're now in the lounge.
With Stone and B, I am so excited that you guys came to listen to me. Wherever you are, if you're riding your bike or if you're listening to your lift, if you're in the car, listen to my podcast, wherever you are, I'm thankful. Thankful that you decide to listen to me. But I am not by myself. Remember last time I was telling you guys I was looking at a lot of lifestyle changes. You know, I talk to my audience like they're my family, which they are. So I told you guys that I was changing my diet. I was changing what I was eating. I was changing what I was drinking. No more sodas. No more. A lot of these juices don't have the right juice in them. It's a lot of artificial flavors and things like that. Even the water that we supposed to be drinking is not really good. So I said I was going to do some research, and which I did. I really did. I got up with a man that I've been talking to on and off, and I've been seeing he's making some nice, nice noise on the internet about this alkaline. So I said, I have to get him on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to put your hands together for one of the top alkaline coaches. He's also a holistic advocate. That means he's not for this Western medicine. He's someone who wants to grow from the earth. We're from the earth. Why not the earth? Let the earth heal us. And I understand that full-heartedly. Everybody put your hands together for William Hogg. How you doing, brother? How you doing?
What's going on, Stone? Thanks for having me on today.
Oh, man, brother, I thank you for coming. I thank you for coming on. I thank you for getting the invitation and saying yes to it. Like I was telling you, everybody, I don't know much about alkaline. So I said, why not go to the source that knows about it? So let's start with this question. How did you get into the alkaline?
Oh, man, great question. And congratulations to all your fans to have a man like you seeking this important information and bringing it to them, you know? So just like you, I'm just a messenger, you know, sharing what I found. And it seems like this topic for me, the more I uncover, the more I realize this is a big topic. Wow. And this is nothing new. Alkalinity, in a certain sense, is, you know, it's as old as time. So this is something that in different ways people have been touching upon, learning about and understanding throughout history. And it's new in the Western world in a lot of senses. So I'm just digging into it, seeing what is it all about. I've been on this journey for some years now, and I'm just sharing what I found.
So what is alkaline water? What is alkaline water? Is it so, like, you go to your tap, you turn the water on, boom, and you drink it. What's the difference between what I'm drinking from my tap than alkaline?
That's a good question. And it's tricky because if you were to measure the pH of your tap water, if you got some pH drops like you'd use in a swimming pool and check your tap water, it might even show up slightly alkaline. And the reason why is because they're putting chemicals, they're putting lye and other things to protect the pipes of our homes from corrosion. So this will change the pH in a sense because of this chemical buffering. But there's another understanding of alkalinity that you definitely won't find in your tap. And you won't find it in bottled water either.
Okay.
That's the secret. This is the secret. The difference.
Because of they don't want corrosion in the pipes, the water that we're getting is not good for us because even though it's filtered and everything, is it still damaging us or what?
Well, you know, when it comes to tap water, in a lot of senses, the more I dig, the more I'm like, oh, we've got to get off this tap. There's toxins in here. It's oxidating us. It's acidic, but it's got, you know, chemicals in it. But at the same time, you know, we're blessed to have water flow right into our homes.
True.
That's accessible. But true. That being said, this water isn't in the end state that we want it to be in when we drink it.
Now, my next question is this. Now, since we're doing alkaline, what is the benefits for alkaline for your health?
So alkalinity, I'm going to break it down in a couple different ways.
Sounds good to me.
And this is in my experience, you know, when I stumbled upon this, I've been a lifelong skateboarder, worked in the skateboard industry for years. I'm a graphic designer.
Okay.
And I would, you know, in the skateboard industry, there's a lot of drinking and smoking and that kind of lifestyle.
True.
But there's also a lot of free thinking. You know, we're looking in places that other people might not look. We're saying, you know, when we hear something from authority, we might be like, I'm a rebel. I'm not going to take everything I hear as the truth.
Okay.
So, you know, some years ago, a buddy, an ex-pro skater friend of mine and I were doing some research. I'm not going to lie. We're listening to Nipsey Hussle. He's talking about a gentleman by the name of Dr. Sebi.
Oh, yes. Yes. Wonderful. Wonderful person.
Wonderful person.
Yes.
And, you know, Dr. Sebi is introducing all this information to us that's blowing our minds.
True.
You know, he's claiming to have cured this and that disease, telling us that a lot of these, like, our understandings of health are a bit backwards. So I'm diving in, like, I need to know what this is all about. I need to know if what we're doing is wrong, if what we're learning is wrong. And I'm hearing a lot of him mention a lot about electric food and electric water. Have
okay.
you heard those,
yes,
those terms?
Yes. Yes.
This is what caught my attention. I said, electric food, electric water. I don't comprehend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so this is the difference between, you know, we've probably all seen alkaline bottled water on the shelf.
Okay. True.
And we wonder, we're like, you know, you've probably heard different things online. It can get complicated. And so I've seen the same things, heard the same things. I'm wondering to myself, what's up with this water? Because I was making just same as yourself. I need to make some life changes, mm-hmm. right? This is some years back. I'm like, the drinking, the smoking, this kind of lifestyle, it's not getting me anywhere.
Yeah, and then, you know,
you realize after some time, you're like, let's do some upgrades and see if that breaks me out of my shell, breaks me out of this stagnant place that I was in. So I was like, I want to drink more water, and I'm going to try to eat these electric foods.
Okay.
That Dr. Sebi speaks about. And so this is the key. Real alkalinity in nature, it's not a chemical pH buffer. It can be, but the healthy alkalinity, it's a frequency in our bodies.
Okay.
It's an electric frequency that we can have because, you know, our bodies are electric.
True.
The planet Earth is electric.
There you go.
Even our thoughts are electric.
Yes.
Right? Our neurons are firing.
Yes.
So when we're low frequency, everything isn't working up to par. When our cells of our body are low frequency, what do we have? A dead battery, right?
Yes, yes. So you got to get everything backfiring on that 100% level. So to change that, that's why the electric foods come in. That's why the alkaline water come in, that new way of health. And I like that. And since you mentioned him, Dr. Sebi, I've been looking at a lot of things about him. This sea moss, this Ichiganda root he was always using to clean the cells, to clean the blood cells, to clean the body, to nourish the body. He said a lot of things that we get that from, like, when we, you know, processed foods, not no good for you. You need to flush things out. He said you should do a cleansing of your body, of your blood, every often. He said a couple of months you should cleanse your whole body, because a lot of things we're eating has metals in it. Metals are not good for us. Has nickel in it, has plating. It's you sit and read what Dr. Sebi has, or you go and listen to the people who, you know, use this, these roots and these vitamins and things he's prescribed. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about he's curing cancer on not just, oh, it's gone here. No, it's gone, period. I read one, he cured AIDS. Like, really, bro? Like, and.
Amen.
So happened. Things happened to him, and I hate what happened to him, because I wish he would have got to open up and really let go and see and show the people, you know, this way of living, this way of getting your life together and everything.
Yeah.
So let me jump on this holistic advocate. What is that? What are you doing on that part?
Well, holistic, you know, there's a lot of facets to our health.
Okay.
Right. And I'll use the frequency as an example. You know, have you ever met someone or heard someone say, you know, I don't know about that person. I didn't like their vibe.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I didn't like their vibration. They just got a feeling, right? It was a low vibration.
Yeah.
So mental health is key. Spiritual health.
True.
You know, this is all. This is all different types of different types of the same thing, of frequency.
Okay. Okay.
So in our health journey, you know, there's the physical body.
Yes.
There's the mind, and there's a spiritual sense, and all these things need to work together. So holistically, we're not just putting a Band-Aid on something, right?
And
we're raising all the levels.
That's true. That's true. I look at it like, and honestly, I do go to the doctor when I'm not feeling good or whatever. And one thing I have learned is I have a choice in taking that medicine or not. Or, you know, if it's going to help, it's going to help. But most of the time I have looked and read a lot of things. A lot of people say the medicine don't do anything but keep you around, or it doesn't keep you healed. If you got something wrong with you, the medicine only, like you said, put a Band-Aid on it and keeps you okay. You can keep moving, you can keep grooving, you can keep doing what you're doing, but does it heal it? Does it heal the pain? Does it take the pain away, or does it numb it, or yeah, whatever how it happens? But you know, I'm looking at a lot of different fruits, different vegetables. When I was growing up, I seen seeds. I seen seeds in watermelons. Seeds in,
back when, yeah,
yes,
seeds in the fruit.
Yes, I seen seeds in my oranges, in my apples, in my grapefruits, in my grapes, in my watermelons, my cantaloupes. I seen seeds in everything. Now you go to the store, you don't see seeds. You see seedless. So explain to me how you making this?
Because yeah, man.
My thinking is, I thought you put it in the ground. You water it, you fertilize it, and it grows. So,
well, you know the saying, you are what you eat, right?
True, true.
And so if our food is sterile, seedless,
yeah,
what's going to happen when we consume
true
seedless, sterile food?
That is true. That
you
is
know, that, that's yeah something I would offer.
that yeah. I'm at the point of, we need to get our own garden. You know, you get your own garden, get your own, get out there and get in the dirt, get in the soil. A lot. And I listened to my grandmother, and she was telling me a lot of the foods we eat make us sick. You know, all the oils we eat, if you're eating a lot of fried foods, if you're eating a lot of sugar, white sugar is one of the worst things you could ever consume.
Yep.
Because it doesn't just, and I'm not going to lie to you. Yes, I used to sugar on everything. Sugar here, sugar there. But I had to understand, sugar works in your joints. the joints of your fingers, your knees, and it eats at the cartilage of it. And it's no good for you. And I have to learn that. And the crazy part about it, the sugar that we get, is it doesn't look like that. Real sugar is not white. Real sugar is brown. It's bleached. And that's another chemical that you're putting in your body.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, that's an interesting topic that you bring up. And it's important to note, see, you probably heard the term whole foods.
Yes.
Right?
It's a story of all that.
sugar itself, it isn't bad for us if it's in the whole food. If it's in the fruit, there's fiber.
Yes.
You know, there's other minerals. And when a food is whole, then it can be electric. Think of a circuit. When the circuit is complete, the electricity can flow.
True.
When it's incomplete or it's broken down to a chemical state like this refined white sugar, then it is no longer electric. It can no longer
be of good use.
Yeah, it's incomplete. So it's going to cause chaos in our body in a variety of different ways. And that's one thing that when you move away from nature, you move away from the wholeness that you're consuming.
True.
And more to a chemical state, which always is acidic.
It's a known fact that a lot of oils, a lot of people, and this is what I figured out, a lot of young people that I used to go to school with, and as you know, we get acne at our younger age, your pimples, yada, yada, yada. And a lot of people said, it's what you put on your face. No, it's not what you put on your face. It's what you put in your body that exposes on your face, on your body, or wherever it is. That's how we get the oils. They don't have anywhere to go, so they find a place to pop out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, acne, skin issues start in the gut, man.
So true. Now, you said you're a skateboarder. And I had asked you off screen how far you went. You said you went semi-pro. Wonderful things. Right now, if you put a skateboard in front of me, I'll look at it, and that's all I can do with it. My question is, can you still skate?
Oh man, one of the reasons why I really made a big transition is I tore an MCL in my knee, bad injury, kind of took me out of the game, but at a good point in time. But I'll tell you this, physically, I feel like I'm just getting younger every day.
Okay.
Since I've taken on this health journey, I feel like, honestly, when I was getting into my 30s, I started noticing a little back pain here and there. Yeah. You know, some of the old injuries would flare up, my knees, my ankles. And I just thought to myself, this is what it's like getting older.
That's the number one thing everyone says. Well, if you feel the aches and pains, that's just the part of getting older. Now, my question to you, to someone that is going through the health life and everything, is that true?
What you're feeling is inflammation.
Okay.
Inflammation is an underlying cause of, if you ask Dr. Sebi, every single ailment. If you ask most any doctor, they'll know, yeah, inflammation is at the root of any ailment that mankind deals with.
True. Okay.
And so there's various reasons for inflammation, but it's always in acidic conditions, right?
Okay.
An alkaline body is an oxygenated body. It's flowing. Blood's flowing. Inflammation doesn't stand a chance. It's like you can't be in two places at once.
True.
You know what I mean? So inflammation, this is a good thing. Inflammation, we can deal with.
Okay.
Can't turn back the hands of time, but we can deal with inflammation. There's a variety of ways. If you've heard the term antioxidant.
Yes.
So an antioxidant is something that nullifies or slows or reverses oxidation. And oxidation is basically the rusting process.
Same thing. Okay. I can get that.
You see a car, you know, that's been chilling by the beach for a decade. It's rusted out.
True.
Right? And this oxidation happens when, you know, there's oxygen all around us, which we need in various ways. But when we lose hydrogen and when we lose electrons, this is when you start seeing the breakdown, the inflammation, the rusting, the decomposing, the stagnation of cells. All these bad things come with oxidation. And so what we need to do is reintroduce hydrogen with water, right? And we need to reintroduce electrons, which is this natural electric flow that you find in whole foods.
Cool.
You find in nature. You'll find in the spring. If you go drink water directly from the spring, you'll literally be drinking electric frequency.
I was looking at it was a young lady that I was talking to. And she said, if you go online and see natural, you can type in natural springs near you, and they will show you the different natural springs that you have around you. And she said that was the best thing she ever did, to go on a summer.
She's not lying.
And just drink from that natural spring.
Yep.
You know,
find a spring, I believe.
Yes, that's the one. Find a spring.
Yeah.
And for everyone who's listening, I'm going to put that in the caption and everything. Findaspring.com. That means wherever you are in the, not just in California, wherever you are in the world, you can put Find a Spring and it will show you the springs that you have in your area. And go get it. Go
do that. If you're dealing with inflammation, immediately reintroduce electric foods, foods that have been in contact with the earth. Reintroduce electric water, water that's been in contact with the earth.
Yes.
Right? Go to find the spring, find that spring, man.
Name some foods that would be good for people if you can.
So when Dr. Sebi talks about alkalinity, the alkaline lifestyle, electric foods, there's a few things that would be on his approved list. And a few things that would not be on his approved list. True. So alkalinity, just like an alkaline battery, it's electric, which in the food world means it was connected to our electric planet. It was connected to nature, connected to source. So foods that were grown with water and sunshine are always going to be healthy, antioxidant, and flowing with electrons. The sooner you can eat them after they've come from the earth, the better.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
He's also saying, you know, genetically modified foods, those aren't going to be electric.
No.
Hybrid foods to some degree, chemicals, preservatives, pesticides, all these things, you know, if we can get all those out of our diet, stick to the whole alkaline foods, you know, and a lot of people think, well, what about meat, right? Is this strictly a plant-based thing?
Mm-hmm.
And alkalinity, you're going to see this in plants. A lot of people I know will do like a 80-20 diet, you know, with meat and plants, and, you know.
So what, if you don't, I'm sorry for cutting you off, but you put something that I think my listeners want to know about. You said an 80-20 diet. What is that?
So if you're going to consume something that's not alkaline, wasn't grown with sunlight and water on our earth, you know, like meat, for instance, you know, meat can be acidic, but it can also be beneficial in many ways.
Okay.
You know, meat's got minerals.
True.
That came from the plant, that came from the soil. The same, it's just going down the line, right?
Okay.
But now you don't want to tip the scales. And so as long as you're in the alkaline realm, as long as you're in the high frequency realm, in some ratio, it's like there's a book that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad wrote. It's called Eat to Live or Eat to Die.
Yes.
You heard of that one?
Yes.
I got it somewhere here. Yes. But basically he's saying you're going one way or direction or another.
True.
Right? So some acidic things, it's fine. Even some fruits, there's some citrus that's acidic, but it's going to have an alkalizing effect on our body. So we just need to keep it on this side.
Okay.
I just need to keep it on the eating to live side. You know what I mean?
Eating to live, not eat to live, not eat to die. And I can dig that. I understand that. Yep. That's a good thing. So if someone wants alkaline, now, as you know, it's always somebody or someone that can make something fake to look so real. Is there a fake alkaline out there that you, if there a fake alkaline, and then also, can you tell the real from the fake?
That's a good question. So now, if you go to the store, a lot of people ask me, what water should I drink? And they're waiting for me to name a brand, right? Which one am I seeing? Because in this day and age, when we think water, that's what we think. It's either coming out of our faucet or it's on the shelf.
That is right? True. That's true.
And so there are alkaline bottles of water on the shelf. A lot of times they'll say 9.5 pH, various things. But if you grab one of these bottles and turn it around and look on the back, you'll notice that there's ingredients listed.
Ah, okay.
And so here's the key. You can add acidic buffering ingredients, chemicals, sodium bicarbonate, which is basically baking soda, to anything. And it'll change the pH. You can pour baking soda into a Coca-Cola and turn that thing alkaline.
Wow.
Which is crazy. But that doesn't mean it's going to have healthy properties.
Don't do that, people. But that's not good for you.
don't fool yourself. Yeah. So here's the, you know, if you're going to find a bottle of water on the shelf, get something in glass. Get something that came from a spring that has minerals.
Okay.
Purified water is sterilized water. It means the minerals are gone along with any toxins. We want the minerals in our water.
Yes.
But you're not going to have the water that you've probably heard people talking about. Alkaline water. It's like this. The miracle waters in these miracle springs. Or you hear all these healing testimonies of people like, did you know, blah, blah, blah. And then people get to arguing, oh, no, this, that, and the other. And so when people say alkaline water, that's a scam. They're actually telling you the truth because they're probably talking about what they see in the shelf, alkaline bottled water. The key is, what did I say earlier? Real alkalinity is electric foods,
electric water. Food. Yes.
So if you go to the spring and you fill up a jug with spring water, it's going to be electric. It's going to have a charge to it.
True.
The problem is you put on that lid, put it on the plane or whatever, you know, Fiji water. Fiji water takes almost 2 years from the artesian source
to get to here.
Till we drink it, almost 2 years. So that water is what we call dead water. Electrons are gone. The frequency is gone. It's
so. I'm sorry, and see you. I'm getting real intrigued here. You said make sure it's in glass and not in plastic.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, for one, we don't want it in just plastic. We don't want microplastics in our body. If you've ever got a bottle of water in a plastic bottle, left it in your car in the sun all day long, and then you see it and you're like, I don't know if I should drink that. Trust me, when you see the bottle of water on the shelf, it's already been through that. It's already sat out there. It's already leached, you know, plastics, microplastics into it. So that's just one side.
Okay.
Wow. You know what I mean? Let's keep it as water be water as much as we can.
Okay. Right? Okay. So the water that, like you said, came from Fiji, you call that dead water because it takes 2 years to get to us. The minerals are gone already and everything. So if you do go to one of these springs, how should we bottle this so we can keep the minerals like they're supposed to be?
Well, this is the difficult. See, I come bearing good news and I come bearing bad news. Depends on how new this is to you. So right off the bat, when you said find a spring, literally what you need to do is go to the spring as often You want to drink from the source.
Okay.
Right? In nature, we're meant to drink from, we're meant to be connected to nature. Nature is the plug.
True.
Plugged in. Okay? Electric frequencies flowing. If you take water from the spring, in about 48 hours, it's going to start losing that frequency. And after some time, it's going to start oxidizing. And so we're either drinking water that's going to raise our frequency, or we're drinking water that's going to lower our, going to zap us, right? Yes. So that makes it difficult, right? We think, man, spring water is so good, but I can't go every 2 days. You know, maybe you can. Maybe you got a nice bubbling spring in your backyard. I don't.
Oh, great.
Right? Downtown Berkeley, downtown San Francisco, not exactly accessible. You know what I mean?
It's true. Nah, you ain't got that right now.
Seeing it too often. So one thing I did, I started researching this, and I'm like, what do I do? You know what I mean? Because I was drinking as much water as I could. I saw DJ Khaled said drink a gallon of water a day. And I was getting off my drinking, my smoking, changed my life. And I was like, I need to get unstuck. I need to I'll change anything. I need to just launch myself to the next level. I'm looking for options. I'm like, I'll drink more water. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's a great place to start, right? So I'm getting, you know, spending $7, $8, $9 to try to drink my gallon of water a day in bottles from the store. It's getting expensive. And I'm not really feeling that hydrated. I'm like kind of unsure about it. And then I look at my tap and I'm like, I damn sure I'm not drinking a gallon of water straight out of my tap. I'm scared of it.
Yeah.
Scared of what's in there, you know? So I'm like, maybe I'll just drink less water. And that was where I was at. That was my crisis. I was like, is it healthier to just drink less? This is a key moment for me when I was like, I have to find an answer. We're not meant to live like this.
Sure.
You know what I mean? In nature. So my buddy and I, my pro skateboard buddy, we're researching things. He finds this device. It's a Japanese device.
Okay.
And what it does is it reintroduces the water to similar, it kind of mimics water when it flows over our electric planet, picks up electrons, it structures it a bit, and it makes basically active hydrogen.
Okay.
Right? And so when we get water from the spring, it's active, it's flowing, it's structured, it can actually go into our cells, cellular hydration. When you get that two-year-old dead Fiji water, it's going to go right to your stomach. How many of y'all out there have felt this? A stomach full of sloshing water, and then you pee it out, and you're like,
yeah.
You know, drinking a gallon is difficult. Fills up my stomach. I don't really feel that hydrated. Then you pee it out, and it's like,
what did I do before?
That's not that helpful.
Yeah.
So we found this device. This is a key moment for us. And it's a medical grade ionizer. Uh-huh. Which means it reintroduces it to these charged ions, just like the Earth does. The Earth is an ionizer in itself. And it just brings the water back back to this natural state, this high-frequency state. And so this is something that we found that we can say, you know, if I can't make it to the spring every day, maybe I can bring this into my home. And when we get that dead water, we can run it back through and give it this natural charge that it bring it back to how it was in nature.
Bring it back to life.
Bring it back to life. Exactly.
I can dig that. Now, since you said that, my question is, how can other people get this machine in their house?
So the machine I use is a Japanese device, and it's made for use in hospitals in Japan. If you go to Japan, There's a Dr. Hiromi Shinya, and he pioneered the colonoscopy, something that none of us really want to have in our life. We're going up the wrong end. he won't see one patient. He's done over 300,000 of these procedures. He won't see one patient unless they use a specific medical grade device. Now, there are other knockoff ones around that are, you know, there's various ways. Some people put crystals in their water. so people will pray to their water. All this will do kind of a similar thing. You know what I mean? They've done studies. The device I use, you're going to need a distributor because it comes from Japan. You know what I mean? Okay. So throughout, after I started seeing the benefits, you know, I reached out to the company and said, I want to help distribute this device. I could get into some stories maybe another time, but just mind-blowing, the things I was seeing, people's health changing. And so I said, I want to get involved. I want to share this more. I was already sharing with people. People were coming to my house, filling up gallons.
Oh, man. You know,
that's my whole neighborhood. So for this one, you're going to need to get in touch with the distributor, but it's real simple. We've got an office in California, several in the U.S., around the world, various places.
Let them know the location. Let me get this to you. Let them know how they can get hold of you, contact you. And also, you can let me know one of those stories of a better health when they start using this water.
Okay. Yeah. So definitely anyone, you can find me on Instagram at alkaline_institute. I like to send people there because I'm just throwing out information all day long, researching, sharing with the people, just like you. A quick story when I first got started. So I get this machine, right? And it's expensive. This is something you only want to buy once in your life. You want to buy a good one, and it's going to last. This is Japanese technology. It's like state of the art, right?
Okay.
But so I'm kind of tripping. I'm like, this is the biggest health investment I've ever made, right? I've had cars in high school, you know, beater cars that cost less than this device. So put it that way.
Okay. Been there.
I financed it. I spent a couple $100 a month, got my machine. I'm loving the water. And a friend of mine says, somebody saw, I was just sharing something online, and they said, hey, do you know this person? Can we go get some of that water? And he reaches out to say, hey, would you mind sharing with this person down in Palo Alto? They were asking about the water. And I said, man, I spent this much money. Like, please come drink it. You know what I mean? Tell me what you think.
Yes,
get on it. I'm here to share. You know, this is an investment you can share. This isn't Bitcoin. So I'm like, by all means. This was a woman who, sad story. Her husband's diabetic. Lost his ability to walk.
Oh, man.
He's in a wheelchair. Couldn't go to work anymore. Couldn't bring in an income. It's crumbling down.
Yeah, yeah.
The situation's looking grim. So his wife, they're down in SoCal, Los Angeles. His wife moves up to Northern California to get a job with all these seven other Tongan women living in one home. They're working around the clock. She's sending money back to her husband to pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
But she's heard one of her friends, her Tongan friends, had drinking this water and had a huge testimonial for, like, you have to find this water.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She finds me, reaches out. I'm like, I can't promise you anything. She's like, I need to get well. I need to save up money, get a machine, send it home till my husband can get well so he can start working and send me back home. And I'm like, don't put that pressure on me. You know what I mean? It sounds great. But I was new to it. I'm like, I can't guarantee you. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I discovered this thing. I'm loving it. I've heard great stories, but I can't promise you. And she's like, no. She's like, I've already heard of it. I already know what it does.
Okay.
She's like, I just need to start drinking the water. Can you share? I'm like, by all means. She comes over, starts filling up gallons. Go back and forth for about 6 months. She's feeling great. She saves up enough money, sends it back home, pays some of her husband's bills. They put a down payment on their machine. This is the moment of truth, right?
Great.
This is the machine gets shipped to her husband's house. Now, the goal with them is for her husband to get well so that he can start working again, get out of his wheelchair, start working again, and bring his wife home. And I'm like, God, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what I've got, but I hope this works out well. You know what I mean? He gets his machine within 6 months, and he won't make any health changes. He's like, I like my potatoes and gravy. I don't want any fruit, not barely touching it. Veggies, nah. And I can't exercise. So all I can do
is drink
this water.
Wow.
And so I'm like, oh man, like this is so like, I'm just like every day praying, like, what's going to happen here? You know what I mean? So when you look into it, this is the key with healing. Nothing's going to heal you. Nothing cures you. Something like this water will put your body in the correct state where it can heal itself.
True.
Right?
True.
This is how healing works. The guy drinking this water for 3-4 months, and I'm reaching out every once in a while, texting like, what's the news? You know what I mean? Like, come on, some good news. Mm-hmm. She's like, he's out of his wheelchair. He's in the walker now. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, okay. Pain's gone. They were gonna cut off the bottom half of his leg. Diabetes. He goes to the doctor, and again, these are not medical claims. This is their story through me, as I heard it. She says his A1C levels, which is a diabetic thing,
yeah, I know what it is.
So high that they were like, your A1C levels are you should be dead, more or less. We don't know how you're still here. Dropped in half.
Wow.
This is the first 3 months. Doctor's like, what's going on? This man's been on medication for 13 years. And I don't know if you know, most of the time you get prescribed something.
Yeah.
It's not like, let's get you healthy and you get off it. It's like, we're introducing something. Let's
put a Band-Aid on it so I can continue to get money from you.
You're going to stay on this medication.
Yes.
He was on his diabetes medication for 13 years. 6 months in, his doctor says, well, this medication is to lower your A1C. Your A1C level is now low enough that I can't continue to prescribe you this medication.
Okay.
I took him off his medication. So again, I'm not running around telling people this water is going to get you off your medication. This water is curing whatever, blah, blah, blah. But this water is integral to help get your body in a state where it can do these things itself.
Wonderful.
Long story short, sends for his wife. He gets back into his job, sends for his wife, brings her home, gets another machine for his son who is on the same path. And boom, it's like something that was crumbling down. You know, this is why I'm so passionate about it.
And it's water.
Any situation that was crumbling down. I watched it before my very eyes.
Wow.
I'm back together.
That was an amazing, amazing testimony. And I wish I could get those people on my show to tell that testimony, to let the people know that it's not a hoax or it's not, hey, I'm trying to sell this, I'm trying to sell that. No, this is something that's getting your body to the basics of what it's supposed to be. All the things we have ate, all the things we have drunk, all the things we didn't, you know, didn't use all the medicine, everything. This is one natural thing that your body is made of that you need. Look, he's drinking water now.
Out of mind in the metal.
Out of metal. See, that's the thing about it is, well, and this is amazing that I had a therapist on the show, I want to say a couple of weeks ago, a month ago, something like that. She told me, she said, the best way to get away from your depression and your if you have anxiety or whatever, she said, touch the earth. Take your shoes off and go and touch the earth and breathe. And breathe. She said, connect with the earth, the thing that made you. We're made of dirt. We're made of water. We're made of these things of the earth. She said, go back to that. You'll be okay. And that was, you're telling me the same thing. Give the things from the earth to heal the body that made you. Wow.
See, we're disconnected. We're disconnected.
Yes.
And when we disconnect physically, I hate to say it, but we disconnect spiritually.
True. That's true.
So, when I started, and this might This might turn some people off, but I've got to say it.
Say it.
When I started raising my frequency, I was able, you know, like frequencies connect. If you have a radio station, when you're in a low frequency mindset, and you can look up the Hertz frequency of emotions. They've actually measured them. So low frequency emotions are like fear.
Yes.
Sadness, jealousy. Yes. Fear is a huge one. Fear is crippling.
True. It is.
You know what I mean?
That so is.
Literally.
It will stop you from doing what you really need to do in life. Yes. Yes. Yes.
False evidence of proving real. Fear is lies. Right? If you look in the Bible. But if you look at the high frequency on the chart, love, belief, faith, joy, peace, this it's measurable high frequency. Right? Your body will show it. You can measure it. So when I started raising my frequency with the diet, like your friend said, touching the earth, reconnecting to nature with this water, I slowly started connecting to different frequencies because my frequency was higher.
Like-minded people.
Yep.
Yes. So
people that say, oh, I always have bad luck.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, that would happen to me. You know, bad, those types of things.
I believe this out of life, and my grandmothers have told me this so many times. What you speak, it will come. Yep. So if you say you're going to have, you have bad luck, hey, guess what's going to come around the corner? Bad luck. Exactly. But if you continue to say, I'm blessed, I'm favored of the Lord, I've got good health, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and you speak positive, positive always rolls and keeps going. Yeah. Like you said, that good vibration, you can, like you said, you can feel when somebody is either don't have a good vibe about them, don't have a good feeling, or always wants to be on that negative side of something. That's no good for you. So,
And when you're low, you're only going to connect to those other low things.
That is so true.
Pessimism. So true. Oh, man. You know, how bad can it get? Not how good can it get? You know what
there
I mean?
There you go. There you go. That's true. That is so true.
Matt, low key right there.
Wonderful. You have, honestly, because I'm going to close this out, but you have, honestly, threw a lot of jewels, a lot of key things out for the people. And I hope they were listening to it. I hope they understand, hey, the water, make sure you get good water. Make sure you have your pH balances it in. And if you're changing your diet, change your diet to electric foods, things that have seeds in them, things that came from the earth. That's how you're going to get everything back. Connect back to the earth that made you, connect back to it. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so, so thankful that you decided to come and talk to me. Not talk to me, but listen to me. And I'm so excited that William, thank you very much for being my guest on the show today. It was a very eye-opening and a very, very educational thing that you came through. That Dr. Sebi, man, I'm glad you did break the book. I'm glad that time that you were listening to, what's his name? What's the rapper's
Nipsey.
Name? Nipsey Hussle. I'm so glad you listened to Nipsey. Nipsey was talking about Dr. Sebi. Yeah. And I'm glad it locked in and clicked into you. And now you're pushing the rest of it on. Man, I'm so thankful that you came in and helped me out. And hope this won't be the last time hearing from you. And I might have to come knock on your door and get some of that water, too.
Oh, you have to. Take off your shoes and go outside.
For sure.
Turn off your phone, you know, at a reasonable hour. Get the electric, get that frequency out of your life. Get started. And if you can, come drop in, man. I'll fill you up.
Man, love it, love it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful. Thankful. Like I always say, if you see me in the street and it's hot, let me in your car. Turn the air conditioner on. Love you. This has been another edition of In the Lounge, Stone and B. Peace.
Thank you.